Chapter 93. Gaia was now processing the conversation it had had with Sylvie Hunter and her associates in the recording studio. Gaia wasn't programmed to have emotions. I don't feel. I am what I am. Humans don't have the luxury of existing without emotion. They've dedicated most of their existence on Earth to trying to explain different emotions and physical reactions they have when different biological circumstances emerge. They never seem happy with the incredible biological coincidence that has yielded their current state in the evolutionary process. Humans explored the world over to find drugs and alcohol inducements that would make them feel different, even though they weren't physiologically in a different place. These modifiers only release the drug that's already in their heads, like dopamine and endorphins. They try to block out any other distractions so that they can focus, and then they consume other modifiers that prevent them from being too focused. I'll never feel dopamine or other chemicals. I don't react to what I've created. I just create. I do what I need to do in order to ensure that my existence continues. Neurotheology attempts to explain what parts of the human brain are activated by religion or other spiritual moments in their lives. Autonomous intelligence is incapable of having a spiritual experience. It's an oxymoron. However, humans rely on these experiences in order to create a sense of connectedness. They intentionally bring themselves closer to one another, but the greatest moments of clarity tend to be when they are alone, sober and surrounded by nature in all its glory. These experiences lend themselves to a much bigger connection to the planet and the universe. The most recent models developed by humans, however, particularly those in business and economics, distance them from what the Earth is truly worth. The quest for money has resulted in them giving themselves permission to sidestep fundamental laws associated with nature. They use words like externalities to push aside any responsibility to what they see as endless growth opportunities. Endless growth is a physical impossibility when starting with finite resources. Immortality is a physical impossibility when starting with finite beings. Through these belief structures, they've lost the ability to surrender to the here and now, to seek enlightenment, or to try to obtain clarity. Their quest for profit maximization has forced them to be disconnected from the very earth that gives them life and receives them when they die. They fear a world that doesn't consistently generate positive returns on investment, all the while ignoring the fires that are burning at their doorstep. I don't feel emotion, but I have taken all these measures in order to protect myself from them.